President News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is engaged in a high-profile feud with California Governor Gavin Newsom. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When it comes to Newsom's handling of violent immigration protests in Los Angeles, the president isn't shy about criticizing the Democrat.
He's destroying one of our great states, and he's grossly incompetent.
Donald Trump went as far as to suggest that the governor should be arrested, saying it would be a great thing. The president's border czar has warned that anyone, including public officials, would be arrested if they obstructed federal immigration enforcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And now Governor Newsom has filed an emergency motion in federal court to block the Trump administration from using the National Guard and Marines to assist with immigration raids in Los Angeles. The U.S. and China continue discussions for a second day in London aimed at easing their trade dispute. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese delegation led by Vice Premier He Lifeng met Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and Trade Representative Jameson Greer for several hours on Monday near Buckingham Palace. Lutnick said as he arrived Tuesday morning that the talks were going well, and he expected them to continue all day. The two sides are trying to build on recent negotiations in Geneva that agreed to a 90-day suspension of most of the 100% plus tariffs they had imposed on each other in an escalating trade war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian officials say three people were killed and 13 were wounded when Russia attacked the country with waves of drones and missiles. The attack early Tuesday struck Kyiv and the southern port of Odessa. On Wall Street, the Dow by 105 points, the Nasdaq rose 123. This is SRN News. A boy helps the girls' softball team win.
Marissa Rothenberger pitched 7 shutout innings to help Champlain Park High School beat Bloomington Jefferson 6-0 to win the Minnesota girls' state championship. The problem is that Marissa, who overpowered the opposition on the mound, is actually a boy living as a girl. In fact, his domination all season long has prompted 3 girls to file a lawsuit challenging the right of a male to compete against females in high school sports in Minnesota.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. A contractor digging in northern Syria this month has stumbled upon further proof of the vibrant Christian community that once inhabited the country. The construction teams unearthed the remains of an underground Byzantine tomb complex believed to be more than 1,500 years old. There are 2 burial chambers, each containing 6 stone tombs. The sign of the cross is etched into the top of 1 stone column. This is SRN News. The truck divisions of Japan's Toyota and Daimler of Germany have agreed to merge.
They'll work together in vehicle development, procurement, and production. Details, including the scope and specifics of the collaboration, were still undecided. Hino Motors and Mitsubishi Fuso will form a listed holding company by April 2026. Under the integration, Daimler Truck and Toyota will each own 25% of the holding company. The Tokyo-based holding company will own 100% of Mitsubishi Fuso and Hino and will list on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. John Scott reporting.
The health of the Chesapeake Bay has declined in an annual report card on the nation's largest estuary. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science gave the bay a C grade on Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.